We bless your name. We magnify you. Thank you. We exalt you. Thank you. Have your seat. Have your seat. Thank you. Thank you. The challenge we have is that in the family of God, there are many people still behaving like slaves and orphans. Adopted into the family, they have the right and the privilege that comes with their adoption, but they have been orphans for long. They have been slaves for long, and they still want to behave like so. A man of God shared a story of how he adopted a child, and the child came to stay with them. So they discovered that when they are about to eat at the table, when they get to the table to eat, he will first of all pack plenty. Where he was coming from to eat, Nawahala, he will pack, and eat, and they will sit down and be looking at him. He said one day they were cleaning the house and went to clean his room. Under his bed, they saw sweets, coke, biscuits that he has kept there. Where he was coming from, there is lack and insufficiency. Say, this thing that I'm enjoying now, before it is over, let me save and store somewhere. Did you notice that many Nigerians have orphan spirit and slave spirit? You even get to the place of prayer, my father, the food where I go eat today, let me not pass me by. Your father. As your child waking up one day and met you and say, my father, the food that we eat, daddy, the food that we eat today, let it not pass me over. It's a slave prayer, orphan prayer. People that have not known that they are children. Many people in church who don't know who they are, they don't know they are the children of God. They still act as slaves. They don't know they have been adopted. They still act as orphans. I will show you I'm a man of God. Slave mentality. Orphan mentality. A son has nothing to show. A slave has something to prove. I have nothing to prove to my father. I did not come to church because I want to prove. I did not come to church because I want to escape hell. My father is in heaven. I can't find myself in hell. I don't know why you are here. I did not come to talk about slavery and orphan, but I have to teach that thing this year. Because many people are still... Look at Nigerian politician now. He will carry everything that his generation yet unborn. They cannot finish it. Those days when I was in a bank, let's just focus. Slave mentality. Orphan mentality. You are not a slave. You are not an orphan. You are a child. Can I hear you say, I am not a slave? I am not an orphan. I am a child. Sometimes when my mommy is cooking, the food comes late. It does not mean I'm not going to eat that day. Did you have understand what I said? Mommy, when is the food going to be ready? Let me take it now. My son, wait. It is still cooking. Let's add more ingredients. That is what God is telling you. You are not a slave. You are not an orphan. You are a child. Your mother is still cooking the thing. Be patient. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am
a child of God.
I'm no longer
a slave to fear.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
The issue is that we don't know who God has made us.
And today, we are here to open your eyes to something. The first service was, I don't know how to explain it. And I'm not repeating anything. I'm not repeating first service. The messages will be sent to you. Just look at them. Romans 8. From verse 15 to 17. Please go with me. Go to verse. Look at it. For we did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. Fear of tomorrow. Fear of protection. Fear of what to eat. Some of us are almost down and out. Out of fear. I never remembered bothering if my parents will pay my school fees. Never. Let God worry about the things of God and cater. You cater for your things at your level. What will happen tomorrow? What will that? Slave mentality. Will my master feed me? Will he pay my salary? Will he do that? If they retrench anybody in the company owned by my father, nobody can retrench me. My father cannot retrench me from our company. I'm not a slave. But you have received the spirit of adoption as sons. So there's a slave spirit and the spirit of adoption. So anybody that was a slave before and was an orphan before, when you come to Christ, He gives you a spirit of adoption. He adopts you into His kingdom. He adopts you into His family. Because of that, you can cry, Abba, Father, Daddy, Popsy, Dada, Baba. If you still use that. Dad. Abba. Abba is how children call their father. It's a loving term for a father. So He has delivered us from slavery, brought us into sonship by adoption, that we can call Him Abba, Father. Are we still in church? Please, I'm going somewhere. Are we still in church? Okay. Verse 16. Put 16 and 17 together because I want us to read it together. Let's go. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of... Okay, so if you are a child of God, you have no doubt about me. God, the Spirit of God will bear spirit with your spirit. Are we still in church? Okay, let's continue. And if children, if we are children, then we are heirs, and then heirs of and fellow heirs with. If we are children, we are not only children. We are children and heirs, somebody entitled to an inheritance. Somebody entitled to something of value from his father. We are heirs of God. And what? And fellow heirs with Christ. And can I say, and fellow heirs with Christ? Can I hear you say that? Say that again. Let me hear you. I have a joint account in heaven with Christ. Jesus has an inheritance in heaven, and God has given me the same inheritance that Christ has in heaven. So if there's an account in heaven, and Jesus is a signatory to account, I'm also a signatory to the account. I don't care if I'm Z signatory, or B, or D, or K signatory. As far as I'm a signatory, is enough for me. But you know what? Some are A signatories of Christ. You are joint heirs with Christ. Can I hear you say, I am joint heirs with Christ. Can I say that? Say that again. Let me hear you. So as joint heir with Christ, you are entitled to your Father's inheritance. As joint heir with Christ, you have the same rights, the same privilege, the same access that Jesus had to the Father. As joint heir, you inherit the privileges, the rights, the privileges, the name. As joint heirs, you are beneficiaries of His will and His testament. As joint heirs, whatever belongs to Christ belongs to you. As joint heirs, you can place a demand on heaven for everything that Jesus purchased on the cross of Calvary for you. As joint heir, you have access to God. Listen. Laziness has made us to put some people on the higher pedestal and brought ourselves lower. We are joint heir with Christ. I want it to sink into your heart. Can I hear you confess? Can I even say, I am joint heir with Christ? Say that again. Let me hear you. Say that for the third time. Let me hear you. Say that again. Let me hear you. 1 Peter 1:3-4. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to His great mercy. He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Can one the whole church to read together? Verse 4. One to go to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. But the kingdom of God is now, the kingdom of God has started, so we have access to the things kept in heaven for us, even while on earth, once we come born again. The inheritance that Jesus has, God has for us, that we share with Jesus, is imperishable, undefiled, unfading. That's why in the faith we tell you, yesterday should never and can never be better than today. So I remember the good old days when I used to imperishable, undefiled, unfading is your inheritance. Unfading is the life promised you by the Father. Put that at the back of your mind. In this second service, I want us to go look at like 15. Whatever we get when the time is spent, I'll leave. 15 inheritances we have as joint heir with Christ that gives us advantage. 15. Let's just read 15. Inheritance we have as joint heir with Christ that gives us an advantage. The simplest one to understand is John 3:16. Can the old child read together? 1, 2, go. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him. Did I ask you to project it? If you cannot recite this as I'm moving about, we are sending you to discipleship class upstairs now, immediately. Immediately. Oh yeah, let's go. John 3:16. Thank you. But have everlasting life. have eternal life. That life is called Zoe. I've thought about it like 3 times this year already. The Zoe life of God. The kind of God life that God has in Him is made available to us as an inheritance. Listen. We don't all live together. But we don't all live forever. We exist forever. The few live forever. Should I repeat myself? Everybody exists forever. It is few that live forever. Anyone that has given their life to Christ shall live forever. When they die, they don't die. They are translated. They change address. And they now start living life. And living life to the fullest. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Anyone without Christ is condemned already. He is not translated into life. He is translated into death and punishment forever. Everyone exists forever. Everyone does not live forever. It's the people that have the inheritance given to them by God because they are children of God that live forever. Listen to me. Are you going to live forever? You see, I've been in church almost all my life, and I've seen us deceiving ourselves. You have people in church, they are not born again. They are walking, they are in ushering, they are in prayer band. Some are teaching Sunday school. In fact, some have been ordained deacons, but they don't know God. How will I go and be altar call in front of everybody with my status in the church? And you can exist forever. You will not live forever. I almost sang an Orlando Awards song. Pastor. There are many Mary in hell. Many Elizabeth in hell. That you were born into a Christian family does not mean you have life. That you were born into a car that does not make you a car. I am born into Christian family. I am Christian. If they born you in a garage, does it make you a car? When they born Jesus in a manger, did it make him a goat? My mama na diki, my papa na diki. If you don't have the inheritance of life, you are dead already. The first thing that Jesus inheritance that gives us an advantage is that we have eternal life that is imperishable, that is unfading, that has been kept secure in heaven for us. Be sure of this, sir. Be sure of this, man. There are many people that disturb us with text messages. Jesus is coming back again. People have seen vision. They are sending. They are still not born again. They are not born again. They have become like Agbero that calls people into cars, into buses, but they don't travel with it. They are sharing everywhere. So the guys and the ladies in church will believe they are Christians because they want to get married. If you don't have eternal life, you have lost it. That is the first inheritance that God makes available for us in Him. Number two inheritance He made available for us that gives us an advantage. 1 John 4:17. 1 John 4:17. Can we all read together? By this. Okay, let me read. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Can we all read the next particular? Because as He is, so also are we. That is your inheritance. An inheritance of who He is. As Jesus is. Look at it. Oh. Not be me the talk. Look at it. Can we read together again? Because. Read. Let me hear you now. Auntie at the back. Why are you frowning? I say read. Smile and read. Oh yeah.
Who told you that when you come to church, you should frown? As if you are in the toilet.
I have joy like a river. Joy like a river. I have joy like a river.
In my soul.
I have
joy like,
joy like a river.
Joy like a river.
Joy.
Joy like a river in my soul.
You know, I raised this song as an experiment because many Christians will deceive ourselves. I am joy like a river. Joy like a river. Now ignorance they kill you. You actually you defraud. In my soul. Even people in prison are smiling than people here. Smile, Jesus love you, Job. Please, in this church, it's a criminal offense to frown. Do you hear me? Why? Because joy gives strength. You can't come here and weaken my spiritual strength. The joy of the Lord is my. You come to church and frown as if you don't have. Are you a slave or an orphan? Like a child of a king, you are frowning everywhere. Your name, your face looks like. I beg, maybe, please, let people wear their mask again so we will not see their faces again. Wait till now. Some who want to lead prayer, when they look at you, they don't even know what to say because your face, Egburegu. What's the meaning of Egburegu? I am tired of Christians not being an example of what the Bible says they are. So because you are looking for ordinary job, you lost a job where they were paying 35,000 naira, where it did not pay your transfer fare, you are squeezing your face, where the one of 350,000 is waiting for you in the corner, and you are squeezing your face. But if you hear money, you start shouting. That is the problem. The problem is Nigeria Christianity is not deep. If you want them to shout, just mention money, they will scream. Polycarp was being, they carried Polycarp. They wanted to go and kill him. They wanted to go and kill him. He said, 70 years I have served him, and he has never disappointed me. Is it now that will deny him? They were going to kill them. They were singing. In the church, yeah, they don't sing. Until you say money. This week, as you go out, Makadalaba, Iribo, 100 million. That is why Christianity is not working for you. Because you don't understand the rudiment of it. The foundations of it. You don't understand. I will not join the people that will deceive you. Yeah. The easiest message to preach are the one that will see. I can see somebody here. There's a contract about to be awarded to you. But if you can sow into it, as I'm speaking now, in the next 7 days. Let's have the foundation that builds us up. Let's go back to where we are. Are we in church? Remember I say in this church, it's a criminal offense not to smile. When you are here, will you give me a delegated authority to be slapping people that are not smiling? Bakan. Bakan. You know, it grieves my heart when I look at you and I see the glory that God is preparing for you and I see you looking as if things are not working. Are we still in church? Can we give the Lord a shout? Yoruba say, Ogata, Ogauta, Walaru Akbe, don't have an Alaru mentality in the house of your father. He said, if things work or it does not work, the slave will receive his pay. You must be one of the people that understand the business of your father, how it works, how things are not, if things are not working, how it touches your heart. Don't just come for, I need something. Do you understand? I am on the altar of God. I lie not. I can't remember when last I prayed for myself. I can't. Because I know when I face the kingdom, he handles my own. So I just face the kingdom. First Corinthians 4:17. Give it to me. Oh, time fast, man. Where were we reading before? 1 John 4:17. Put it there for me. Can we read? Because as he is, so also are we. Read it again. Let me hear it. Because so also. Say it again. Because so also. Remember, he didn't say as he was. He said, as he. Now, let's think about it. How is Jesus now? Have you read Revelation? John was the one that sits at the bosom, put his head on the bosom of the Lord. He will tell you, the one that put his head on the bosom, that was John. He wrote the book of John. But in Revelation, when did Jesus tell you, what did he do? He fell down like one dead. Not as he was the lamb, as he is the lion of a tribe of Judah. As he is, all powers in heaven and earth has been given unto me. As he is, he has made up priests and kings of his kingdom, and he will reign and rule forever. As he is, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. As he is, I have given you power and authority to jump upon snakes and scorpions and to overcome all powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. As he is, so you are in the world. And sometimes he will say, believest thou this? Think about it. As he is. Is Jesus losing any battle now? Is Jesus sick now? Is Jesus looking for food to eat now? As he, so we are in this. He said that, let me hear you. As he is, so I am in this world. Wake up every morning with a confession. As he is, so I am in this world. Anything that is not stopping Jesus cannot stop me today. Jesus cannot be arrested. I cannot be arrested today. The kingdom of darkness cannot rule over Jesus. They cannot rule over me today. As he is, so am I in this world. Do you believe that? John 17:22. Third one for this service. John 17:22. Let's read this together. Let me read it first. And think about it. The glory that you have given me, I have given them. Is this in the Bible? What glory was given Jesus? Though being a form of God, he thought it not robbery to be the same with God, but he humbled himself in all things, and therefore humbled himself into the death of the cross, and therefore God has given a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus everything must bow, things in heaven and earth, and under the earth, that glory you have given me, I have given them. Some things in the Bible are difficult to understand if you have a slave mindset and an orphan mindset. If you have a child mindset, everything your father says, I don't know the number of children that believe that their fathers are liars. We have some. But when you were young, whatever they told you, you believe. But a slave, when he said that word, glory, give me. I know. Glory, give me. No. Why are they suffer now? Now here I don't look for work since we are never get. Glory, he has given me. So he gave me. when Jesus was dying, he looked as if it was over. 3 days later, he was at the top. Glory he has given me. Your problem is light and momentary. The Bible says our light and momentary problems are working for us a glory that cannot be described. In Romans 8, he said what we are going through, they are light, they are momentary, they are working for us a glory that cannot be described. The glory you have given me, I have given to them. So I look at you and I know your destiny is glorious. I look at you, I know this week is a glorious week for you. I look at you, I know things are working for you this week. Why? The glory you have given me, I have given to them. As he is, so we are in the world. The glory you have given me, I have given to them. My life is glorious. I don't know what you see about me, but you ain't seen nothing yet. The path of the righteous is like a shining light that is shining, brighter and brighter. The glory you have given me, I have given to them. Did you notice in the book of Revelation, they say there shall be no sun there. There shall be no star there. The glory of a sun shall be the light. Did you notice in the beginning God created the heaven and earth? The earth was without form. And the Lord said, let there be light. Did you remember that at the fourth day or the third day, he said again, let there be sun, let there be. What was the light before? And the light dwell among the men, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. The name of the light is Jesus. That glory that was given him, he has given to you. You did not see in the Bible that the sun, moon, and star was created on the fourth day or third day. So which light was created on the first day? What was shining on the first day? The glory of God, which he has given you. You are a shining star. Please, do you understand what I'm talking about? Christ in you, the hope of. That's Colossians 1, what? 27. Colossians 1, 27. Christ in you, the hope of glory, the glory you have given me, I have given unto them. Your life is glorious. So when things are not glorious, you take this scripture and speak them. Arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The glory you have given me, I have given to them. John 14:12. We are heirs of greater works. Can we all reach God as a church? Let's go. One, two, go. Truly. You see, anytime Jesus said truly, truly, verily, verily, most assuredly, surely, surely, depending on the translation, know that you should pause and take note. He's saying it for emphasis. Can we go? Let's go. Truly, truly, I say unto you, Folake. First service, I was using Folake also. Second service, today is Folake's day. If your second name is Folake or first name, whatever, you are blessed. And we hear, truly, truly, Folake, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and greater works than this will he do, because I go to the Father. We have an advantage of glory, we have an advantage of eternal life, we have an advantage of what God is, we are, and we have an advantage of an ability and divine grace to do greater works. Whoever believes, your faith level will determine the level of the greater works you will do. Please put it there. Whoever believes. Whoever believes. Whoever believes. Whoever believes. You are a heir of greater works. You have an advantage
of an ability to do greater works than all your colleagues, than all your neighbor, because you believe and you are joint heirs with him. Joint heirs with him for greater works. It's an insult that you are the one that they are complaining about your work in the office. You are insulting the abilities of greater works. It's an insult. It is an insult. It is an insult. Greater works for you. I was talking to one of my sons that wanted to change to another department, and we prayed together. He changed. And it was what he has not done before. And they gave him 3 months with target and said confirmation will be based on achievement. So they sent KPIs to him. And then he sent the result back to them after 3 months. And he has exceeded the targets in every way. There was a company that last year, with their company, they did 50 million. He has done 450 million between June and now in that same company. Greater works. He had no experience. The glory you are giving me, I give to them. Greater works. You are of a generation that exceeds targets, that goes beyond expectation. Greater works. I keep telling you, greater works is not in miracles healing alone. They are in other strategic things of life. Greater works. Then you are the one getting to the office late. You are the one they are running after. You are the one that leaves the office halfway and leaves, and they don't see you again. How can you do greater work when you are insulting Christ by your examples? The church is quiet. There are a lot of people that are guilty here. Some are still frowning. Your frown does not change what I'm saying. Repent.
Promotion, elevation, promotion, elevation, promotion.
Even if you are your own boss, will you promote yourself? If you are your own boss, will you promote yourself? If that company is your own, will you be able to feed your family with the way you are working? You have the greater work anointing. And you must be seen to be doing that. Are we here, sir? Let me take the last one. Like I told you, I have 15. I'm taking maybe the 51. Let me jump one. Let me put you 51. We have access to keys. Keys are secrets. Keys are guidelines. Keys are mysteries of how some things should be done that is not available to all. Listen to me. Key does not depend on size. In fact, very great keys, very great doors are opened by small keys. When I was in a bank, there was they do people keeping keys. You know this? Something, and we hold keys sometimes. The first time they gave me the key to the vault, I look at it and say, now this small thing, they open this big place. Keys is not by size. It's knowledge. If you know what made some people made it and some people not to make it, it's more. But Nigeria, if you ask us, what way to go talk? Now God. I say, come and show me now. Now God, now grace. I pray grace to you. Now God. Keys. You need to understand the keys. And they are kingdom keys that gives us authority. Matthew 16:19. I will give you the keys of a kingdom. I believe Jesus does not lie. I believe he keeps his promises. I believe by two immutable things that God cannot lie. He swore by himself. I believe what Jesus says, I can take it to bank. And I've taken it to bank many times and I've cashed it. I'm not talking about central bank. I will give you the keys of a kingdom. And the kingdom of heaven is higher than the kingdom of earth. The keys of a kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you lose on earth shall be loose. Can I have CEV? If you have CEV or message, let me have some paraphrase. Message or CEV. And that's not all. You have complete and free access to God's kingdom. Keys to open every door. No barriers between heaven and earth. Earth and heaven. A yes on earth is a yes in heaven. A no on earth is a no in heaven. That's why I come confidently and I say a no to sickness in your life. If you have keys in a bunch, that's how the Bible is. The Bible, many keys, bunch. Sometimes when you want to open the door, you will not know the right one. You'll be opening. That's how some people are opening with different things. And it looks as if you're not opening. They are not using the right keys. Give me another translation. CV or good news. Look at this. Please, look at the keys you have been given. Let's go. I will give you. Let's read together. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. What you prohibit on earth will be prohibited in heaven. What you permit on earth shall be permitted in heaven. Isaiah 22:22.
Keys.
Some things don't happen here. You have to go to your house and just speak. There are some things don't happen in this house. Some things don't happen. They don't carry dead people out of this house. Some things don't happen in this house. We don't fail in this house. Some things don't happen there. We don't get sick in this house. We don't. I prohibit it. I receive. I have the keys. I prohibit it. I prohibit it. In this house, we don't suffer. I prohibit it. 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 They don't suffer. Hey, some people in the house, the keys is, hey, Buhari don't come again. Oh, see suffering. That is your key. You have proclaimed it in your house. It is proclaimed in heaven. No wonder you are suffering. Keys. It don't happen again. Hey, this country. Now only God will save us. We don't even know the thing that will happen there. We don't know the next place where the thing will happen to. Yes. You are allowing it in your house. Experience it. Keys. Keys. Your mouth is the greatest key he has given you. Your mouth is the greatest. When we teach those, somebody will say, okay, pastor, you say, my man, let's say armed robbers come to the house and my husband is hiding under the bed. And they ask, where is my husband? What would I say? Should I say, because I should not lie, he's under the bed? They asked me that question. Mumu. You will be teaching people things that will change their life. Their mind will be things that will destroy their life. That is already destroying their lives. As I'm teaching, some people are thinking negatively there. That's why their lives are stagnant.
We are telling you keys that have changed people's lives. You are there thinking negatively. No wonder you are negative. You are looking like Kurumasu.
I beg, forgive me.
Ignorance is killing our people. There's a member of this church. He must be, she's in church. Told my wife a story about how I thought about how you speak. And I said it on that day that when I was in Kano, I read a book. Oh, my time. I read a book, an article about a man that planted two crops and was speaking negatively to one. Speaking negatively to one. I was speaking positively, negatively. You will die. You will not grow. You will not grow. You will do well. And he said, after this crop died, this one lived. And I love this member of the church. He took my word for it and went and planted. Was it tomato? What is the place he planted? Planted flower. And was saying to one flower, you are blessed. Was saying to one, you are blessed. You are growing. He didn't cause the other one. He was only saying, you are blessed. But this one, he will say, you are blessed. You are growing. You are beautiful than your peers. At the end of the day, this flower grew bigger, better. That one was just ordinary, like some people's house. Because they have decreed it negatively all their lives. I did not, a member of this church did it, and it worked. No wonder you are spoken negatively against your children. They are not doing well in school. What kind of children is that? If your children don't become if I already know. See, it's not a laughing matter. You have used your mouth against your children and you are running from prayer meeting to prayer meeting for who to help you. Change the confession of your mouth and let your children be president of the nation. Terrible Christians. They know the word of God. They teach in church. Their children never want to be like them. Because their words are terrible. They carry the mind. Pray the Lord. Today we are yet lift up holy hands to the Lord. And let us pray to him. See the way they talk outside this door. Outside this door. Outside this door. Immediately outside. Outside. They gather themselves together. Buhari policy. Are you from Zion or you are from Nigeria? You don't know where you are from. Listen, you people are annoying me today. What I'm teaching you looks strange, but it's what delivers some of us. I would rather not say it than say anything negative. And if I'm saying anything negative, my wife is there already correcting me. It will not happen like that, and you will speak the opposite immediately. Because you don't change in a day, you change little. By this way, you can change faster and faster. Make up your mind. Nothing negative shall be said in your house. Let not your house be where they discuss church members for negatively. Your church, your house cannot prosper. Say, so you see, he just bought another car and he was walking. Look at the way he was walking. And you are there. They are, see, some people have done good things to people. And they have come to meet you, to talk to you devilishly about somebody you know as a good person. And you sat and you are laughing. You will share together. That is why many people are not moving forward in the faith. They are gossip, they are slanderers, their mouths are killing people they should be blessing. Many have fought their helpers with their mouth. We don't know. He's helping people to do show off. He's helping you go and help and do show off also. Huh? Don't mind him or anything he does. It's for show off. It's for show off. Yeah, not too. Please bow down your heads, let us pray. My anger is for ignorance to be taken away from you. My anger is a fact that I can see that many people are the source of their own problems. Let there be a change. 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 As he is, so I am in this world. And he has given me glory. Speak positively to your life. I would rather say, speak the word of God. Speak the word of God. Confess the word of God. It is not the positivity. It is the word. It is not in the positivity of your word. It is in you speaking the word of God. Arise, speak the word. 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 Speak the word of life. Speak the word and let there be changes. Speak the word and let things change around you. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. In the midst of this economy, people are moving higher. I am one of them. I am one of them. I am one of them. I am moving higher. Where people say there is a casting down, I will say there is a lifting up. Hey, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and men shall eat the fruit thereof.
as you have decreed it in my hearing, so shall it be done. That is what the word of God says. I am not saying you should deny the situation. I'm saying speak the truth of the word of God into the situation. We thank you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. All heads bow. All heads bow. Joint hell is given to people that are children of God. And people that are children of God are people that have given their life to Him. Are people that have given their lives to Him. You can't be my heir if you are not my child. You can't be a child of God if you don't believe in Christ and confess Him and become born again. You can't become. Enough of deceitful Christianity where you have not become born again, but you are praying born again prayers. No matter who the person is, if he's not my child, born or adopted, he can't be my head. You can only be held by being born again, by giving your life to Christ. And today, you want to give your life to Christ so that you can become a heir of a promise. Wherever you are, without any shame, raise your right hand up. Let's pray together. Raise your right hand up wherever you are. I want to be a heir. Raise your hand. Malabashitala. Raise your hand. Raise your hand boldly. I give another 30 seconds. Don't lose this advantage. Don't lose this advantage. The advantage of you being who He is. The advantage of you having His glory. The advantage of you being where He is. The advantage of you having eternal life. Don't lose this advantage. Wherever you are, lift your right hand up. Lord, we thank you. Manda la bagaria balebo chitele bokuliaba. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hesi bow. If you have raised up your hand, somebody is waving at you at the back. Please, can you stand up and just join them at the back? Can you stand up and join them at the back? Let's pray one more prayer before I sit down, even though our time is fast spent. One more prayer. Lord, deliver me from spiritual ignorance. From spiritual laziness. Laziness of studying. Laziness of praying. Laziness of evangelism. Laziness. Laziness. Deliver me from every form of laziness. We thank you. We glorify your name. In the name of Jesus. Everything that Jesus purchased on the cross of Calvary that you have no access to by this word today, let our message be granted you into those things. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.